From the InterNetwork studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Gordon Program. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon Program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. So you get on United Airlines,
right?
And you settle into your first class seat. You're ready for your smooth journey from Houston to Seattle, only to be greeted by an unexpected and unpleasant surprise.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, this doesn't sound good.
That's exactly what happened on flight 422.
When a canine passenger left a messy calling card right in the aisle of the first class section.
Oh.
Apparently it was a bad one.
Yeah. Kind of soft. Oh, man. Oh, buddy used to do that big soft one in the living room. You need to have to, got to clear out for weeks.
Yeah. Well, the stinky incident was so severe that the plane had to divert to Dallas-Fort Worth for an impromptu cleanup.
Really?
Yeah, passengers said a cleaning crew worked for 2 hours scrubbing carpets in an attempt to erase the lingering odor that plagued the cabin.
What if anybody's going to get like a free pass or a free ticket or something for that?
Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon along with Magic Mike Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
We got the Professor Fetso Puny doing a ditty today. And President Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it's good. Always good to be here. I like these crazy stories you guys come up with.
Here's one from Louisiana. A man found himself fleeing from a naked woman wielding an axe in the woods near Slidell, Louisiana.
Yeah.
The incident occurred last Monday when the man ventured into the wooded area to assist a lost individual. To his shock, he encountered an enraged axe-wielding woman who was not wearing any clothes. The victim recounted to police how the woman aggressively approached him. She had the axe above her head before initiating a pursuit. So, with his adrenaline coursing through him, he managed to outrun the woman and reach safety in his vehicle. Now, despite the woman's bizarre behavior, the search for her continues with an arrest warrant issued for aggravated assault and obscenity charges. So far, she has not been found.
There you have it.
Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. More coming up. Thank you for being here. Hey, oh, wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Doing it to it. Time for a history lesson.
I like the history lesson.
We start in 1987 when The Simpsons made their television debut in the short Good Night, the segment for the Tracy Ullman Show on Fox TV, and that was a brand new network then. Remember they had The Current Affair? Zoom!
Mari Povich.
Mari.
Yeah. Mari, yeah.
Guess he's retired now.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's true.
1989 on this date, bad disaster, gun turret exploded on the USS Iowa, killing 47 sailors.
Wow.
1993 on this date, the 51-day siege of the Branch Davidian building outside Waco, Texas, ended when a fire broke out. 81 people died.
Yeah. ATF caught a lot of heat over that. Because they always said, why don't you just go into town and arrest him?
Well, Janet Reno was running it, and I did what she told me to do. So, What'd I do?
1995, on this date, the Oklahoma City bombing happened at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. 168 died.
Timothy McVeigh. And that was in response to the Branch Davidian thing.
Yeah, exactly 2 years later. 2001, on this date, a 24-year-old German man climbed down a 50-foot-deep unused well to retrieve his cell phone on the grounds of a medieval castle. He got the phone, but then got stuck and had to use the phone to call for help.
Yeah, there you go.
2005, on this date, Pope Benedict XVI became the 265th Pope.
Yeah, poping it up.
2013, on this date, the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings were identified. 2018, on this date, Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois became the first parent to bring a baby into the Senate chambers a day after the Senate voted to allow babies on the chamber's floor.
Yeah, bring them on in.
At 2021, on this date, NASA successfully flew its drone helicopter, Ingenuity, on Mars. It was the first powered aircraft to fly on another world. That happened on this date, 2021. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up.
Mickey Gordon on iNet Radio. Listen now.
Birthdays today. Simu Liu. I even said that name right, I don't know. But Simu is in Barbie, Kim's Convenience, Shang-Chi, and The Legend of the Ten Rings. She's 35.
Yeah, there you go.
And former tennis star Maria Sharapova, 37. Ali Wong from American Housewife, 42. What else we got? Yeah. Hayden Christensen from Star Wars, 43.
Yep.
Kate Hudson, 45. Reality star Joanna Gaines, 46. James Franco from This Is the End, 46. Ashley Judd from Double Jeopardy and She Said, 56 years old. And Tim Curry from the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Clue, 78 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening. More stuff coming up. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Things you didn't know yesterday. Yeah, things you didn't know yesterday. Takes your food 7 seconds to get from your mouth to your stomach.
Really? I thought it was a lot quicker.
7 seconds, they say. One human hair can support 6.6 pounds. Earth's core changes direction about every 70 years. And 90% of those who die in hurricanes die from drowning.
Didn't know that one.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Got some trivia coming up. News, entertainment, and stuff. The Mickey Gordon Program. Time for trivia from the Mickey Gordon Program. When having a conversation, women do this 15% more frequently than men.
I'm going to say make eye contact.
Professor, I'll go with the eye contact thing.
Bill, yeah, that works. Just I don't like to make eye contact with Hill when I'm being disciplined.
No.
You're correct. It is make eye contact. Today, the average woman will receive 3 of these, while the average man will receive just 1.
Right. Compliments?
I'll go with compliments.
Bill? Disdain?
No.
Rickshaw and the professor are right. Bill is wrong.
Yeah.
The average woman will receive 3 of these, while the average man will receive just 1. Compliments on their clothing or appearance.
Yeah, there you go.
More trivia for you from the Mickey Gordon program.
Yeah.
22 million of these will be sold at Major League Baseball games this season.
I'm going to say beers.
I'm going to go with hot dogs.
Bill? Yeah, I'll do the hot dog thing.
All right. You are correct. Hot dogs. 22 million. Rickshaw's wrong.
Ow.
These four-legged athletes burn an incredible 10,000 calories a day.
Horses on a racetrack?
Yeah, I'm good with the horses on a racetrack.
Yeah, I'm down with that. All right.
These four-legged athletes burn an incredible 10,000 calories a day. It's not horses. It's the sled dogs running the Alaska Iditarod race.
Wow, 10,000 calories.
Yep. Got some wacky but true coming up. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon. Wacky but true from the Mickey Gordon program at iNet Radio. A 40-year-old man was being disorderly at a bar in Nashville.
Surprise, surprise.
Security kicked the man out due to his behavior, but he returned a little bit later to try and get his credit card from the bar staff, during which he got physical with security. Security detained the man and then contacted police, who searched the guy and found his missing credit card in his pocket.
It's drugs.
Maybe you're right, Bill.
A woman in Poland faced permanent damage to her sight after she mistook a bottle of toxic nail glue for eye drops.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Well, who's having a bad day?
Yeah, no kidding.
Her eye was glued shut for 8 hours. And was only pried open again when doctors cut off her lashes.
Oh, gnarly. That's crazy.
Imagine having something stolen from you a decade ago, only to be reunited with it unexpectedly.
Now, how about this?
And that's exactly what happened to Fritz Butler, a man in South Africa, whose iPad was stolen from him in Paris in 2014.
Yeah.
Butler had shared the incident on social media, explaining how a woman who works near his home contacted him to return his long-lost device. Remember, it was 10 years.
Wow.
After a call from the woman claiming to have his iPad, Butler initially brushed it off as a scam.
Yeah.
However, when she mentioned details from his European travels in 2014, he realized the truth. The woman had found his contact information on the device and was able to return it to him. He's still trying to unravel the iPad's journey from Paris back to South Africa over the past 10 years.
Where'd that sucker go? Where's it been?
What's it seen?
Exactly.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Police in India say a drunk man stole a parked school bus and then asked women if they wanted to go for a ride with him.
Yeah.
Great pickup line.
Yeah.
And finally, a police chief in Louisiana was hospitalized after accidentally shooting himself in the leg.
Yeah.
Albert Buzz LeBlanc, or LeBlanc, Buzz LeBlanc, he sustained the injury during his annual qualification at the firing range.
Who's having a bad day?
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. Make it a good one. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fetso Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024. Internet Work. iNet Radio.